UFO Disclosure Nowadays, First Part. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. There is a lot of noise, and a lot of people talking about extraterrestrial disclosure around these days, and each person who is talking has their own version and opinion about what is going on. And they even have their own theories and predictions. Although I wasn't planning to write about this subject because I had other plans, I decided to share my opinion about everything that is happening, for whatever it is worth and for whoever finds it useful. This is my opinion, from my point of view living inside a Tejetan starship in Earth's orbit, but being up here does not mean that I can see the whole picture. As no one can know everything that is going on in the country they live in. For example, I may have a wider perspective, yes, and that's why I'm sharing it, it is my job, even, but it is you on the other side of the screen who must connect the dots and make up your own mind about what is going on, and not having to rely on any authority to tell you so. And this takes me to the first big problem I see here about disclosure. The general public, the masses, generalizing, insist on looking up to their figures of authority for reliable information. They are deeply programmed that the truth must come from above, from someone in a position of power, because they wrongly assume that authority would obviously know more than they could. After all, they are just a simple citizen, they say. And they also wrongly assume that such authorities must always say the truth. Because also assume that there is some kind of mechanism behind that would punish them if they didn't do so, and the worst of all assumptions is that those people in power have their best interests in mind. They don't and they have never had the best interests of the public in mind, they only have their own in a heavily narcissistic way, and the interests of the people in power above them. And the worst part of all this, is that many people who are awake and conscious enough to know all this I just said, still look up to official authority to make up their minds about whatever is happening, near and far from them, also assuming that if they are not well informed, not knowing the latest news will affect their lives somehow. To me, this is like having a gazelle mentality, always looking around for a dangerous predator. It is not necessary to be watching everything that is going on, because if something is really important, you will know it anyway. To me, this is why there is so much noise about disclosure these days, because people are still hoping to get an official confirmation about the existence of extraterrestrials, with this also validating what they have been saying all these years, and sharing in their YouTube channels, if they have any, as a gigantic, I told you so. After all, most people who talk about extraterrestrials have been heavily abused by society and by their friends and family. As I just said above, people assume governments tell the truth, even though most of those same people know they don't. The governments, and the powers that be, have heavily programmed people into dismissing conspiracies, therefore the term, crazy conspiracy theorist, when all governments are nothing more than a massive set of conspiracies, one on top of the other, like an onion, all compartmentalized to the point where one level does not know what is going on in the others. This is a fact that everyone aware enough already knows, but the public does not because they are still at the mental level of believing the fairy tales the governments intoxicate them with, and for one purpose only. To manipulate them all. The public is now believing that whatever the official disclosure gives them is the truth, when in fact, if it is official it will never be the truth if it is something important, only being the truth whenever the subjects are irrelevant. This is why there is always so much garbage news about unimportant subjects such as the lives of celebrities and so on. So the public wrongly assumes that if the media is giving them the truth about things that are easily corroborated by them, then other subjects would also necessarily be the truth as well. The problem with all that surrounds the subject of extraterrestrials is that it is one of the most heavily controlled ones by the powers that be, because if the truth would come out, it would be a game changer for the entire planet, and it would be so because it would destroy the 3D realm. Even the Galactic Federation wants to conserve as it is because it is considered to be a playground and a school for advanced souls. And from the point of view of Earth's governments and their cabal controllers, they would lose grip and control over the general population, and that is the last thing they desire. So they must control all that has to do with extraterrestrials and their spaceships. We are coming to a time where there is so much evidence about their existence, that simply denying it all, as they have been doing for decades, is not enough to retain control over the population at large, because the Earth is being inundated by everything extraterrestrial. Therefore, the Cabal, the controllers of Earth, decided to hide everything in plain sight, and the best way to achieve that is to develop controlled opposition, and that is sponsoring and creating large extraterrestrial research groups, using people with big names and college degrees, to add as much credibility as possible to their project. Furthermore, they also use countless other lesser-known researchers and fanatics, who are then used to their advantage and for their purposes, simply because those cooperate willingly and good-heartedly, believing that they are working for the truth and that they are doing a good thing, or simply cooperating to gain some kind of personal recognition or financial benefit from doing so. The larger a UFO and extraterrestrial group is, the more controlled it is by the governments and powers that be, and the less credible they are simply because they are fulfilling a disinformation agenda to guide and control the public in their desired direction. The more influence such a group has over the general public, the more controlled and infiltrated it is. For me, that is a simple undeniable fact. Nowadays UFOs and extraterrestrial phenomena are overwhelming the government's power to deny their existence, so the best way to hide something like the truth is to hide it in plain sight, flooding the media with similar information to the point where even if the truth is out there, it cannot be discerned from all the lies and disinformation it is immersed in. This is a brilliant strategy, I must admit. The governments and the powers that be are swamping the media and the brains of the public with the kind of information about extraterrestrials they want the public to have, what they want the public to think, and because of that, it will never be the truth, it will only be whatever is convenient to them. And they are swamping the media with their controlled version of everything extraterrestrial, simply because they know that whatever they say still has more credibility for the general public than anyone else. As I see things, the more official and governmental a statement or a piece of information is, the less credible it will be. I'd rather give credibility to a simple guy with his cell phone stating he saw an alien than to any large media organization. I know there are countless liars, hoaxes and made-up stories about extraterrestrials, they are in the millions nowadays. It has become a fad, or in fashion for people to say that they are star seeds, and others go further to state that they are full extraterrestrials. So, as everyone is an alien now, how on earth can the public know who is who in reality? And with what parameters? So, yes, people make up stories, but the biggest ones come from those government-appointed large extraterrestrial research groups because they are reading a script to the public, a script that is given to them by three-letter agencies, to control and guide the public's perception about the subject. For those who have been following my predecessor's work for years, and following me as well during these 6 months that I've been transmitting on my own, I know you have noticed that our information does not match the general current about this subject. It differs, and a lot. What most people, extraterrestrial researchers, big and small say about extraterrestrials, the whole cosmology around the subject, how they interact with one another and so on does not match our information, and that is why we are attacked many times, and accused for making things up, but they are following the main current, therefore they validate one another, also using authoritarianism, where they believe what others with an apparent higher rank on these subjects say, rather than thinking and coming up with conclusions of their own, therefore again blindly believing authority figures with shady agendas, and who have no reason to tell the truth. This does not mean that you shouldn't listen to those authorities. If you want to get closer to the truth, you need to research everything you can on your own and then be responsible enough to draw your own conclusions on the subject, and that, for you and you alone, will be the best and most relevant information you can get, and as close to the truth as possible. But you must take the responsibility to do that on your own, and not rely on only one source. There is a large extraterrestrial disclosure going on right now, that is undeniable, but it is happening at many levels and coming from many people, so governments had to step in and give the public their own controlled version about what is going on, simply to prevent losing control over the subject. I cannot tell you what is real and what is not, that is not my job, it is yours. All I can do is share with you my truth, and I cannot compress it into only one video, such as this one. My whole YouTube channel is an attempt to convey the point of view of my group and culture, and my own. I hope this video was useful to you. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.